Hey, buddy, are we like on a sports podcast?
Yes, he is a great swamp swummy. Do you need earplugs for your sound holes?
Sports, huh? You know, maybe we'll finally be able to score.
And welcome to the SwampSwami.com sports podcast. Today, we're going to take a deep look into whether the NBA is rigged. I have friends who have contended that the National Basketball Association, meaning the league's hierarchy, purposely tries to rig the outcomes every year in favor of their favorite teams and players. And that's why we always seem to find players like LeBron James and Michael Jordan and Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, and others in the NBA Finals so often. Now, if you've watched the National Basketball Association for long enough, it doesn't take long to see that the league's designated stars tend to get a different treatment from the referees, especially during the playoffs. Notice how quickly the referees will assign a foul to a nearby and lesser-known player during a close play when the foul should have been called on one of the league's most popular players. Most observers will agree on that point. It makes economic sense for the NBA to try to keep its most popular stars on the court for as long as possible to please the fans and the television viewers. So let's concede the point that the NBA referees who are hired and paid by the National Basketball Association think long and hard about whether to assign that final foul on a player such as LeBron James or Stephen Curry during the late moments of any NBA game. And during the playoffs, those whistles and fouls called against the top stars nearly disappear completely. Though it is slightly offensive to the average television viewer who wants to see a properly officiated game regardless of the players or teams involved, the referee issue is not what today's story is all about. No, this is about some shady transactions which have taken place on and after the NBA's trade deadline of March 25th last week. Now, as expected, several pro basketball teams made a variety of legitimate trades and moves which may or may not help their cause in a push toward the playoffs. For example, the Dallas Mavericks, on the fringe of the Western Division playoffs, cut a deal with New Orleans to add sharpshooting guard J.J. Redick to the Mavs roster in exchange for a few players and a future draft pick. Whether this propels the Dallas Mavericks deep into the playoffs is debatable. The Miami Heat, the defending NBA Eastern Conference champs, who are currently struggling just to get into the playoff picture, sent a few lesser-known players to the woeful Houston Rockets to acquire former All-Star guard Victor Oladipo. For Miami, adding a 20-point-per-game scorer might be the boost they're needing to get into the playoffs. And for Houston, the Rockets are literally starting all over again after trading James Harden to the Brooklyn Nets earlier this year. They've been waving the white flag for months now. Most NBA fans would say that the trades like we just discussed sound legit and make sense to both teams involved in the transactions. Both teams are willing to give up something in exchange to get something they value more. That's called capitalism, and most of us believe that it sounds fair. But on the other hand, the NBA has seen a few head-scratching transactions during this past week where the motives of the league itself should be examined a little bit closer. While a number of NBA teams made those last-minute trades, something of value in exchange for something else of value, with the hope of making the playoffs soon, other NBA franchises suddenly decided to cut their payroll and drop some veteran superstar players. And where do you think that those former NBA All-Star players have landed? If you guessed the Brooklyn Nets and the Los Angeles Lakers, you are correct. Several of these suddenly discarded NBA stars on non-playoff teams have recently signed to play the remainder of this year on two of the NBA's most likely finalists. Is that simply good business on the part of the Brooklyn Nets and the Los Angeles Lakers, or is something more nefarious at play right now? How else do you explain that the Brooklyn Nets, which already added former Houston Rockets star James Harden to the team in January, have quietly picked up two additional NBA All-Stars over the last week? Yes, the team which already featured perennial NBA All-Stars Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant, and then later James Harden, have added two more All-Star players in former Detroit Pistons player and Los Angeles Clippers forward Blake Griffin, who is a six-time NBA All-Star, and ex-San Antonio Spurs and Portland Trail Blazers big man LaMarcus Aldridge. How did that happen? How can the Nets afford to add two more NBA superstars who are being paid top dollar already? The first piece is to get those veteran players released from their former team in a so-called contract buyout negotiation. Blake Griffin's contract with the Detroit Pistons called for him to earn $75 million for this year and next year's services. Now, according to sources, Griffin was willing to trim $13 million due from Detroit in exchange for being released outright and to be able to play somewhere else. In San Antonio, the one-year deal for LaMarcus Aldridge cost the Spurs about $17 million this year. According to a source, LaMarcus Aldridge was willing to forego $5.3 million of that deal in order to become a free agent immediately and sign with another team. In both cases, Detroit and San Antonio were able to cut their own cost and shed an expensive player by executing a contract buyout deal. In return, the two NBA All-Stars were free to negotiate a deal to sign with any other NBA team for the remainder of this year. And so, the Brooklyn Nets, who play in the NBA's largest market of New York City, quickly gobbled up both Blake Griffin and LaMarcus Aldridge. Now, how much money did the Brooklyn Nets spend to get these two high-profile rental players? Both of these players were signed at the NBA's minimum salary. Yes, for two NBA All-Stars, the Brooklyn Nets are going to pay a total of $2 million to cover both players. In the immortal words of Saturday Night Live's The Church Lady, "How convenient!" But wait, there's more. Here's another NBA conspiracy theory to ponder. The Cleveland Cavaliers, with virtually no hope of making the NBA playoffs, just jettisoned one of the best players in the league and one of the NBA's best centers, Andre Drummond, this past week. He was averaging nearly 18 points per game and 14 rebounds a game, too. The Cavaliers simply cut him loose after the March 25th trade deadline. Now, why would Cleveland do this? The Cavaliers save current and future money from yet another one of these shady contract buyout deals. Cleveland has gone into the full NBA tank mode for the rest of this season in order to hopefully secure a higher future draft pick. The Cavs will then feature this lofty draft choice to entice their fans once again to come buy season tickets as the team's rebuilding effort starts over again. Andre Drummond was being paid $28 million this year by the Cavaliers. After he and his agent negotiated one of these contract buyouts with the All-Star Center, Andre Drummond became a free agent last weekend. And would you care to guess where Andre Drummond just signed to play for the rest of this year? On Sunday, he agreed to play for the defending champions of the NBA and LeBron James' team, the Los Angeles Lakers. Now, how much did this free agent acquisition actually cost the Los Angeles Lakers? The team's new rent-a-center only cost the NBA minimum salary of $794,000 for the year. The ecstatic coach of the Lakers, Frank Vogel, commented about his new star player this past week. He said, quote, "I think he's going to give us a big lift in the immediate future. He can dominate the game on both sides of the ball. His physicality is something you have to account for." He later added, "I think our team got a lot better." You think, coach? Yes, the NBA's good teams just got better, and the bad teams just keep getting worse. That's the way of today's NBA. So why does the National Basketball Association, the executives and franchise owners, encourage or allow the league's best teams to keep rating the best players on the league's worst teams prior to the playoffs? Television ratings, of course! The NBA is quite aware that the National Football League recently agreed to a lucrative set of television contract extensions over the past few weeks. The Basketball League's deals with ABC and ESPN and Turner Sports is going to expire in about 4 years. In basketball terms, a full-court press appears to be underway to help give the NBA a boost to its recently flagging national television ratings. Having the possible NBA Finals this year featuring a virtual Eastern All-Star squad based in Brooklyn, New York, playing against the defending champions from Los Angeles, featuring TV star LeBron James and his star-studded Lakers, will almost guarantee significantly improved television ratings. Now, as covered on this site several times in the past year, television ratings for basketball have been in decline over the last year as many fans have simply been turned off by all the political issues being pushed by the league and its players. The NBA executives and ownership groups may believe that a timely ratings bonanza this summer featuring a juicy New York versus LA in the NBA Finals might just be the ticket to help boost the sagging sports league to regain its competitive footing once again. Now, some fans will be overjoyed to see a couple of teams with rosters full of stars playing for the championship this summer. There'll be another growing body, though, of NBA fans who will be saying, "Hey, you know, this really stinks. I think this NBA might be rigged after all." After observing the past week's shenanigans within the NBA family of teams, maybe those guys are right after all. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.